I know that by now you're comfortable with the peso model, so I'm not going to spend this episode belaboring the point. I'm not going to talk about how owned media is the cornerstone of your efforts or how earned media enhances both your expertise and your search engine results in your industry, or even how paid media can level up what's already working and shared media helps you connect with your audience on a human level. You know it already. If you don't, check out the show notes for all of our peso-specific episodes. But where we will spend some time is talking through how to integrate earned and owned media and how to get the most out of both. You see, each element of the peso model work well on their own, but the real power is when you integrate them as one.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Welcome back, Spin Sucks listeners. Let's talk about webs. Not the web like Charlotte built, but one that can connect your efforts in an integrated PESO model program. Let's start with how to integrate or web together in owned and earned media. I've often said the most important place to start with the PESO model is owned media. I know. The PESO acronym starts with paid, but it's that way only because it's easier to remember than OESP, OSP, OSP, way harder than PESO, right? But you should always consider owned first. This is because without it, you don't have anything for journalists to learn more about you, you have nothing to share on social, and you certainly have nothing to boost or advertise. So always start with owned. The easiest way to think about this is to start at a very high level. I've written about this a ton because it's easier to actually see how it works rather than listen to it, so I've included some links in the show notes for your reference. But the general idea is this. Choose a keyword, one keyword. Maybe it's something you want to rank for but don't yet, or it's something you do rank for but not on the first page of Google results, or maybe it's an entirely new category. Choose just one. You can add more later. I'm going to use PR metrics as an example to show you how this works. When we started talking about metrics PR pros can use in their reporting, no one, and I mean no one, there was zero search volume, no one searched on the topic, and there was no competition. But it was important to us that we start that conversation and start to show the industry that we absolutely and positively can attribute the work we do to real business results. So while there wasn't any search volume yet, we looked at it as if we were launching a new industry category. I don't recommend this approach unless you truly are launching a new category, but to focus instead on keywords that have search volume and where you know you can compete. When you focus on one keyword at a time, this allows you to put all of your time and energy behind one topic for your owned media. This comes in handy as you start to integrate earned media and the other media types. So once you've chosen your keyword, start to brainstorm different topic ideas using that one word or phrase. For instance, maybe I could have things such as, what are the PR metrics executives should lean on communicators for? Or are vanity PR metrics applicable in communications campaigns? If you need help thinking this through, check the show notes for links to blog posts on Spin Sucks that will help you step by step. Once you've brainstormed all of your ideas, you want to divide your list in half. Which topics are you going to own or keep on your website or blog? And which ones are you going to use for contributed content or to use in your other earned media efforts? There are lots of benefits to dividing it up this way, but the biggest one is you can now earn a valuable link to your keyword-focused content on your website from a higher domain authority site, such as a newspaper or magazine or big blog. This is one of the factors Google uses in determining your search results. And if a newspaper or magazine says you're an expert on any given topic, which is indicated by the link to your site, Google gives you a gold star. And just like in school, gold stars are good. To see how well this works in real life, go to Google and type in PR metrics. But if you're driving and listening, wait until you're in front of your computer. You'll see that Spin Sucks comes up second and that we also own the featured snippet. To boot, several of the PR industry trade organizations rank, which means the category we created several years ago in terms of search volume has finally taken hold. This is very good. Now that you have a big pile of content ideas and a fair estimate of which you'll selfishly keep for your site and which you'll generously give out to journalists and bloggers, let's talk promotion. Back in the day at Spin Sucks, we created a ton of new content, a ton, every day, every week, every month. And then we discovered syndication and repurposing and realized we were working ourselves to the bone for no real reason. Let's look at both options. Syndication is the same as Friends now appearing on Netflix. Nope, not true. HBO Max. Or back in the day, going to every NBC affiliate in the country. When you syndicate your own content, it appears on other platforms such as LinkedIn, Pulse, or Medium. It also happens when a larger distribution platform runs it, such as Business Insider or Forbes. And it's when your trade publications do the same, such as PR Daily and Reagan, which, by the way, both syndicate Spin Sucks, which is awesome. Repurposing takes a little more work, but can also be more fun and have longer-term rewards. Repurposing is when you take the content piece you've created and change it to work on a different platform, such as turning a blog post into an infographic or a speech into a video and LinkedIn slideshare, or breaking it up to make it fit more naturally in other places, such as generating a Twitter thread or Instagram story with the different points you covered, or changing the medium you created it on, such as altering a podcast episode to work as a video or blog post, or use it as a jumping off point for conversations online, such as hosting a live stream discussion group or as engagement questions on social. Repurposing content not only saves you time and lots of angst, it helps with your search engine optimization, is great for engagement, and reaches a wider audience. Once you get into the habit of thinking about the first piece of content as exactly that, a starting point, you will quickly turn one asset into many. It can be pretty easy to imagine doing all of this with your owned media, of course, but how does it work with earned media when it lives elsewhere? Well, not to be too snarky, but I have yet to experience a journalist or blogger say, no, please don't share or promote this. We don't want new visitors or new audiences learning about us. Don't do it. Don't share it. Don't get it out there. Don't tell anybody about it. Doesn't happen. Sharing, promoting, repurposing, respectfully, and generally giving earned media the works makes everyone happy. The only recommendation I have when repurposing earned media is to ask the journalist or blogger how long you should wait and if they have rules around how it's repurposed. For instance, we always ask at Spin Sucks for 30 days and require a link back to our site. Most major news outlets are the same. Not that we're a major news outlet by any stretch of the imagination, but you know what I mean. We all have only 24 hours in our day, and I don't know about you, but I don't want to spend all of them at work creating content. That's why the peso model exists and why integrating the media types is far more effective than doing one at a time. When you intentionally combine the four media types, you'll see exponential growth from the same amount of work, and then you can spend part of your days binging on Netflix and sleeping. That's all for this week. You've just gotten a pretty good look at how we think about organizing content campaigns for ourselves and for our clients. I'd love to know how you do it as well. Find us on social media. Just search for Spin Sucks. We're there. We're everywhere. Or join us in the Spin Sucks community. You can join for free, ask questions, share insight, and brainstorm with the smartest communicators on the planet. Go to spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. We'll see you there.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.